Eastern Europe.
That's Mike Lawler, a congressman from New York, and he was on CNN yesterday. When we come back, we talk about how this is going to be an important couple of weeks for our government, for our rule of law in our country. We've got stuff going on relative to the former president, Donald J. Trump. He's going to be speaking at a rally in Michigan tomorrow. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
It's not often you see a game end on an empty net goal, but that's what happened Saturday afternoon in Minnesota when the Wild pulled their goaltender in OT. Jonathan Marchessault found the back of the net for the 40th time this year to give the Golden Knights the 2-1 win. BGK added 7 points out of a possible 8 on the four-game road trip. This puts them in great shape for making the playoffs. They're up by 8 points over the final wild card spot and lead the LA Kings by 3 heading into the final 8 games of the season. The Vancouver Canucks will be at the Fortress tomorrow night. The Las Vegas Aviators broke the seal on the 2024 season this weekend. The Reno Aces were in town and won both games played on Friday and yesterday. Saturday's game was rained out at Las Vegas Ballpark.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District 1, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Demopolis, Demopolis, Demopolis. Why am I saying it three times? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they are the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners three times. Yes, and it's going down for the second year in a row. I'm sure you heard about it by now, but if not, let me let you in. This year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. I'm telling you right now, if you're still thinking about who you should hire as your accident injury lawyer in Las Vegas, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at legalelite.com.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
We still haven't beaten COVID-19. Its new strain has caused an alarming increase in hospitalizations. Give superpowers to your family with updated vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna that reduce the risk of serious illness and hospitalization. Remember, you can vaccinate your children as early as 6 months of age. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org and get them vaccinated. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We're doing okay on our Valley freeways right now. There are no accidents being reported actually on the highways, although just off the Beltway in the northern part of the valley on Wallify, the on-ramp to get onto 215 westbound. Watch for an accident there. Still clearing up one in the southeast at the intersection of Sunset and Pecos, too. Should be another nice-looking day in the valley. A little bit cooler today. We'll stop just shy of 70 degrees this afternoon. Light winds right around up to 20 miles per hour. It's 48 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Everything you need to know to get your day started, get your week started. Always good to have you with us. Brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. I want to go to Cut 3. This is going to be an important couple of days. Tomorrow night, Donald J. Trump will be speaking at a rally in Michigan. And a lot of people are waiting to see what Donald J. Trump is going to say and how he will respond to the recent hush money case gag order. I don't know what he's going to do. There is a court order involved here, so this is the law. But this is Jonathan Turley. He was on Fox News Sunday yesterday dealing with the hush money case. This is Jonathan Turley. He's not a big believer in gag orders and things like that. This was Jonathan Turley yesterday on Fox News Sunday.
There is a gag order now, and this is what the judge said in part, the AP reporting from his order. Given that the eve of trial is upon us, it is without question that the imminency of the risk of harm is now paramount. The judge wrote in a four-page decision granting the prosecution's request for what it deemed a narrowly tailored gag order. Jonathan, is it narrow? Will it survive?
It's not. I've been a critic of gag orders for decades because I believe that they do run afoul of free speech. But this is like nothing we've ever seen before. These prosecutors and judges essentially the prosecutors waited to bring these cases until shortly before the election. The judges are now pushing to have these trials run up to, even through the election. And then you impose a gag order. And it creates this perversity because you have people like Michael Cohen, who's going on the news every night attacking Trump, arguing against his election. Trump can't, under this gag order, criticize Michael Cohen or Stormy Daniels. He can't talk about the lead prosecutor who seems to have sort of bounced from case to case involving Trump. This election is going to turn in significant part on the weaponization of the legal system. And Trump is winning on that narrative. The majority of people do see political influence in these cases. So these judges are effectively gagging a presidential candidate on one of the chief issues in the presidential election. I think there's major constitutional problems with this.
We'll find out. The big question is, what will Donald J. Trump do? How close to the line will he come? Or will he step over the line And literally play a game of judicial chicken with the judge in New York? That's the issue that is at hand here. Coming up, Rick Scott has been on this program a number of times. In fact, he's become kind of a pen pal because after every appearance on the show, he always sends me a nice handwritten note. He is a Florida senator and a good guy. He is in charge of electing more Republicans to the United States Senate. He was on Fox News Sunday also yesterday. And what did we learn from a recent trip last week to Gaza? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Walker?
I got this.
Wednesday on the CW.
What do you say we get the band back together?
Walker is back.
We need to solve this before there's another victim.
You ever work a serial killer case?
Because you've waited long enough.
We need to lock this place down now.
For these.
You're surrounded, buddy.
6 words.
Walker, Texas Ranger, you're under arrest.
It's the season premiere of Walker. Then.
Take a shot!
I can't see!
What the hell happened?
Sight Unseen is the highly anticipated new crime drama.
It's conclusive. You're clinically blind.
With a twist.
I want to stay in the field.
Can I replace officer?
Not anymore. I need a second pair of eyes.
I brought you some. That might help.
You have to see for yourself.
You can't go in alone.
I'm not alone. I've got you.
Sight Unseen. Series premiere right after the season premiere of Walker. All new Wednesday on the CW.
Wednesday at 8 on the CW Las Vegas.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7. I was there last week, had a great time. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. In fact, I'm going to be going in there for lunch, I think, later this week. So maybe I'll see you there. I had a chance to listen and watch Fox News Sunday, and I was really impressed by Rick Scott. For those of you that don't know, Rick Scott is a Florida senator. He was in He was in Gaza last week, and we brought you a clip from him, a rather short clip, I think about maybe Tuesday or Wednesday of last week. But he was on Fox News Sunday over the weekend. And what did he learn from that trip last week to Gaza? Here is Rick Scott, the senator from the great state of Florida.
They know that they have to go into Rafah to destroy Hamas. They have to destroy Hamas. They need American support, but they're going to go into Rafah to get rid of Hamas, whether the U.S. supports them or not. I don't understand it. We still have American hostages. I met with families of their family, American hostage families, while I was over there. I went to one of the kibbutz I'd been to in 2019, where over 60 Jews were killed just because they're Jews. Kids, people are raped. They're just shot at point blank. They were burned alive. I went to a music festival where 363 people were killed just because they were Jews. There's over 40 hostages. I met with IDF soldiers. They need American support. Here's my takeaway. Number one, they need and deserve American support. They have to go into Rafah to destroy Hamas. Number two, Qatar needs to get the hostages out. They need to be held accountable for doing that. Number three, Iran needs to be held accountable. All right. And then we all have to do everything we can to support them. So I'm going to work hard to get these hostages home. I think the Biden administration and Democrats need to change their tune. They vote against Israel aid. They didn't see America didn't even stand up for Israel at the UN with the UN resolution. I mean, this is disgusting what the Biden administration is doing. Support Israel. They've got to kill Hamas. They'll never get their country back.
At the same time, there are numerous reports out there that billions more in weapons, bombs, fighter jets are flowing to Israel from the Biden administration. So is this a matter of, in your estimation, publicly talking tough, but privately the U.S. is getting Israel what it needs? And that's despite pressure from the left.
Well, this is a long fight. There's going to be a time where they're going to need more weapons. There's been prior weapons packages that is given Israel aid, but there's going to need to be more aid given to be able to destroy Hamas. And by the way, we've got to focus on destroying Hamas, and we also got to focus on what are we doing to get these hostages out? Why isn't the Biden administration doing anything to hold Qatar accountable for what's going on over here?
Well, and to that point, I want to read this. It's from Richard Goldberg, who's an advisor at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, a former Trump administration security official. He says there's long been a need for a moment of choosing where the Qataris have to decide that they are a U.S. ally and not the modern day Swiss banker to the Nazis who are going to play all sides, take from the U.S. strategic and economic benefits, and then provide strategic and economic benefits to the enemies of the United States at the same time. What more do you think this administration should or could be doing with regard to Qatar?
Well, they need to put everything on the table. Why do we have a military base in Qatar when they're hosting the leaders of Hamas? Right? And, why aren't they, they could by themselves, Qatar right now could tell Hamas, you will be leaving the country, right, unless these hostages are released today. And guess what? Those hostages would be released today. Hamas, I mean, Qatar doesn't want to do that. They don't want to lose our military base. I don't get it. How do you have a military base in the same place where your enemy is being hosted by the government? How can we do that? I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. And they're holding American hostages. I want the Biden administration to start talking about the fact we have American families being held hostage in Gaza by Hamas, and we have Israeli families. What is Biden doing to get those out? Stop talking about stop criticizing the Netanyahu administration. By the way, has Biden won a war? Has Biden fought in a war? No. What's his background in doing this? How does he know better how to go into Rafah and get rid of Hamas? He doesn't.
Rick Scott, who, by the way, every time after he's on the show, in fact, we've had him on maybe four or five times over the last year or two. He always sends me a nice handwritten note saying, oh, I had so much fun. Really good guy. Marsha Blackburn is another friend of the program. Used to interview her a lot when she was a member of Congress from Tennessee. This is back when I lived in Nashville. And Marsha Blackburn, though, was on Fox yesterday talking about our southern border. We've gone from Gaza to our southern border, and that policies that we've borrowed from Texas are working along our southern border. This is Marsha Blackburn, the senator from Tennessee. It's cut number one. Go.
In Eagle Pass a year ago when I was there, they were processing people, having people come by the thousands every day. And now, because they put buoys in the river, containers at the water's edge, fencing and razor wire, they're down to about a dozen people a day. And they're very supportive of my Container Act, which gives state and local governments the authority to defend themselves when the federal government does not, and to put up these temporary barriers. And I think it's so instructive. I'm glad Speaker Johnson met with Governor Abbott this week, because Texas is spending billions of dollars. The counties on the border down there are spending millions of dollars. And local ranchers and farmers that I met with are spending tens of thousands of dollars to protect their private property from being overrun by people illegally entering the country.
Yeah, people literally come by the millions. Now, President Obrador of Mexico has said, hey, United States, give us $20 billion a year and we'll help curb the flow. Are you as offended by that as I am, that, oh, for $20 billion we'll help do the job that the United States should be doing? I don't understand it.
Yes, and when you look at Obrador and his aggressiveness in his comments to President Biden, we know for a fact he would never have conducted himself that way with President Donald Trump. And we know that basically he is threatening the U.S. and saying, hey, send us the money or the migrants are going to keep coming. Now, what we do know is that Joe Biden is out here trying to sue the state of Texas for putting up barriers, and Donald Trump would be sending reinforcements. And as you said in your opening, you've got National Guards from six different states that are in Texas right now, helping Texas to defend themselves from these illegal aliens who are crossing into the state and thereby moving into the country. And Jason, I want to tell you something. This is the number one issue with the American people. Doesn't matter where I go. And every Tennessean I talk to, the border being open is issue number one. People see it. They see it in the drugs coming to their communities, into the human trafficking, the sex trafficking, the labor gangs. Every town's a border state, a border town, every state a border state, because of Joe Biden's open border policy. And when Obrador makes statements like this of, hey, give us the money or the migrants are going to come, Joe Biden should stand up and defend this country and close that border. He refuses to do it.
Marsha Blackburn, U.S. Senator from Tennessee, but as we have learned over the course of the last few years, every community in America is a border community. There's just no doubt about it. Stay where you are. We'll get you ready for the 7 o'clock hour. It's going to be busy, busy. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing
at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584 right now. On this Monday, we have legitimized extremism in America. Now, it's always been here. The Ku Klux Klan had to be beaten down by federal forces. U.S. Grant was behind that. But now, because of cyberspace, because of the devices, because of irresponsible companies, we have extremism being disguised as normalcy. If you go on the internet websites, you can find the most vile, hateful stuff in the world. And some Americans, don't ask me why, believe this stuff. But even in the mainstream media, the corporate media, we have hateful things on display every day. Now, MSNBC is the best example of this. That is owned by Comcast, which owns NBC News, and NBC News produces MSNBC. If you watch that channel, you will get a steady stream of America is evil. The United States has always been bigoted. Blacks don't have a chance. Minorities don't have a chance. White patriarchy is ruining our country. Day in, day out, nonstop. What are you doing, NBC? Right back. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, the men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. We really appreciate the work they do, and we thank them for their support. Paul Enos and Company and the Nevada Trucking Association. Coming up on the program, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What's on his mind as we begin the month of April? Well, we will find out in due course. Stick around, a whole bunch to do. We're going to talk with a judge candidate. I always get asked about judges, and I know less about judges than probably any public office. I probably know more about dog catcher than I do about local judges. We'll talk about that and more coming up in our next hour as well. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
She's walking out the door. Like she did 1,000 times before. Don't you love her ways? Now tell me what you say. Don't you love her as she's walking out?
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and